Dave, got a quick email here from Freddie, who is listening to us in Belgium, it would appear. And he says, last week I bought some fresh fish from the marketplace. It was cod. As my fridge didn't have a light bulb inside, that night I discovered the fish laying in the fridge and glowing a greenish-blue colour through its wrapping. Now, knowing that I live 20 kilometres from a nuclear power plant, I got a bit scared, and as soon as I could, I threw the fish away back into the river. How could this fish be contaminated? It looked very similar to the radioactive fish from the movie Guesthouse Paradiso, which I've not seen, actually. Maybe you have.
I haven't, no.
But was there something else going on? Was this fish really, really radioactive?
I'd be very surprised if it was actually radioactive, because to be radioactive enough to be glowing like that, unless it had a phosphor in there as well, in fact, even if it did, I think he'd be in serious trouble, because it'd be so radioactive, he'd probably have serious radiation poisoning just by being near it.
The fish should also have about five eyes and three legs.
Or at least be very dead very quickly.
Yeah. It was dead. It was in his fridge.
But if you bought it somewhere, I'm guessing they don't generally fish by picking the dead ones floating up off the surface.
Okay, so what do you think could be the explanation?
Probably, you definitely get some algae which will phosphoresce and give off light, especially if you, I don't know if you've been in the sea at night time in a boat, you can kind of see phosphorescent flows behind the boat. Where the water's been churned up, it sort of starts glowing. It looks really beautiful. I'm not sure if it's that exact type of algae, but I'd have thought some kind of biological algae or, I don't know, probably not fungus, but something biological is just glowing and making light.
Yes, yeah, one of these things that can take energy from one form and emit it as light.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I lost my wedding ring demonstrating that principle when I was on my honeymoon.
So
I went swimming
time.
In the sea at night time, and I said to my wife, look at this wonderful phosphorescence in the water. If I disturb the water, it will glow. And I watched my wedding ring go spiralling down in this wonderful trail of phosphorescence. So there you are.